The Magic House, celebrating its 45th birthday. Joining us this morning, Beth Fitzgerald, president of the Magic House. Beth, thank you so much for being with us today. Take us back to October 16th, 1979. Give us a picture of what the Magic House was like when it first opened.
Well, the Magic House at that point was really just a house. That's where the name came from. So it was about a 5,500 square foot Victorian mansion that had been slated to be torn down, but were saved. It was saved by our founders, Jody Newman and Barbie Freund, who really thought it was the perfect place to create a new children's museum. Children's museums were just starting to pop up around the country, and they had been inspired by children's museums they had seen in other cities and thought St. Louis would really benefit from having a cultural institution designed just for how children learn. So when we opened, it was really a magical place because it was filled with so many new things that families in St. Louis hadn't seen before. Our shadow walls, our Van de Graaff generator that stands your hair on end with a million volts of harmless static electricity. Those are both two things that are here today still after 45 years, and they were so loved then. But, you know, we have our three-story slide that's still from that time. I think our founders were really smart in putting together a whole array of hands-on learning experiences designed to entice children to love learning and to care about using their minds and their hands together. So we really have expanded 10 times the size that the Magic House was when we opened in 1979. But even on that very first day, there were long lines of families wanting to come in and experience it because hands-on was really new then.
Beth, how much was admission then?
It was $1.50 for children and $2 for adults. And I can remember at the time thinking, nobody's going to pay that. That's way high. But it wasn't the case. It was a reasonable amount for families to pay for something so special. And so, yes, on tomorrow, when we celebrate our 45th, we are going back in time to those original admission fees. So all day tomorrow, people can get in for $1.50 for children and $2 for adults.
You mentioned some of those classics. I think we've got the buttons at home of my kids with their hair standing on. And you know, talk about how the exhibits evolved beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think as we continued to, like you said, evolve, we wanted to make sure that we were meeting the needs of the children in the community. We first opened with the idea of serving elementary age children, but quickly learned from families and from schools that they would like us to do something for those early childhood years. And so 4 years after we opened, we created a new area called A Little Bit of Magic. Today it's called Wonderworks, but it was a space designed just for how younger children learn. So we added like that whole early childhood audience at that point. And then we've added exhibit over the years to make sure that where we are right now in our society is where the Magic House wants to be. So we have an education advisory committee that gives us advice. Like today we have a World Traveler Gallery. Children are now growing up in a very global society, and we want them to appreciate different cultures and want to learn about different cultures. So we have a changing array of exhibits in that space. We just added Storytime Magic, which is a space a little bit to help support that new concern about children's reading skills declining since the pandemic. So we have a space that's all about getting children excited about reading, and parents excited about reading to them too as an important alternate to screen time. So yes, we've continued to evolve over the years and grown, but we still want to have that kind of same intimate, magical feel when you're here.
We're speaking with Beth Fitzgerald, president of the Magic House, celebrating its 45th anniversary. I also love how the Magic House introduces kids to various professions. We always spend a lot of time in the construction area, you know, and in the courtroom with my kids.
Right. And when we added the Children's Village, which is now 26 years old, that really was our goal. And that space has continued to be, I think, the favorite area of children over time, where they can take on the role. As you said, we have the construction zone, which is really key and explores all the different jobs and opportunities that you have to work in the construction industry. But the Children's Village is where we have the grocery store and the bank and the restaurant, and we have opportunity for children to pretend to be veterinarians and in the medical field. So really trying to get kids to think about their future. A lot of families talk about what do you want to be when you grow up, but not all families do. And so we want to give children kind of an experience here to get them thinking about what they want to be when they grow up. And what I've said so many times, when you look at the children who are in the Children's Village, they are serious. They are really taking on the roles of adults in a community, and they want to work and do the job just like they've been exposed to in their life when they visited a grocery store or visited a restaurant. So we talk a lot about joy here, and the fact that what we're trying to do is bring joy to children's lives and make sure that they see joy in learning and joy in themselves.
Beth, what's on the horizon for the Magic House for the next 45 years?
Well, I don't know if I can say for the next 45 years, but I can definitely share what we have coming up in the next 6 months. So in January, very beginning of February, end of January, we're going to be opening a new PBS sponsored exhibit called Super Why. So that's a show that has been very popular for families for a long time on PBS Kids. And it's all about being a superhero and learning to read. And then we have a new exhibit in our World Traveler Gallery, Viva Mexico, which will be opening on April 30th, which is National Children's Day in Mexico. So we think both of those are going to be very, very loved exhibits that will be exciting for us to debut in 2025.
Well, Beth, congratulations on the 45th anniversary of the Magic House. And again, tomorrow, what hours are you open for those special rates?
We're open 10:30 to 5.
Thank you so much for your time. That is Beth Fitzgerald, president of the Magic House.